available in all states or situations.
Seven after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program featuring the services, this depends on how the services are dispensed. Roberta Fasanelli is here to service us. Jennifer Horn is of service. Rich McFadden in the service circle. Janet and Anne Marie, who are the baby boomers.
That's a whole different show.
I like that.
We are, in fact, boobies, too.
Well, that's good. Glad to have you here. The Boomer Broads, Anne Marie and Janet. You'll all be happy to know that there's a Canadian woman who survived for the past 7 weeks on candy. Her car was stranded in the mud in a remote section of Nevada. She and her husband had set out for a road trip from British Columbia to Las Vegas. The car got stuck in the mud after a wrong turn in a bad part of northwest Nevada where there are no real good signs, and they went off the road, bing, bang, boom. They set out for help on March 22nd. The husband hasn't been seen since.
Awful.
The life of the wife, she ate the candy and trail mix and read books. She stayed in the car. Nobody knows where the husband is.
Wow.
I don't know.
For 7 weeks.
I was thinking that when I first saw that, okay, this is a great diet. How can I get on to this? This is a MetaFast candy diet. What do you think? Huh?
No, it's
she was trapped in her car.
I can't even imagine her mental health after 7 weeks alone in that car. Oh,
and
my God.
And your husband obviously going out to get help and then gone. He's coyote food now.
Yeah. Right. Too bad.
And where is she now? Is she in the hospital or is she home?
I have not a bottom line on the story other than obviously they got to her because the story's been told. So what her health is at this point in time, I guess that's a postscript, a PS for the story. You know that's where PS came from, right?
Postscript.
Do you remember being taught what that meant?
Yeah.
I bet you there isn't anybody alive. Jennifer, were you taught what a postscript was when you were in school?
No.
Rich, were you taught about a postscript when you were in school?
You know, I honestly can't tell you where I learned it, whether I thought it was school, but I'm not positive, so I don't know.
All right.
I was.
Roberta?
I was, too.
Yep, I was.
Jennifer was not. Roberta was. This is an age thing, pure and simple.
Yeah.
You know, postscript. Do you use PS when you send email?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
I do. Yep.
Absolutely.
Right.
Facebook wouldn't. You don't need to put PS on Facebook, do you? Or do you?
Sure. Well, why not?
Sure.
I mean,
do
if it. you type a note and then you have a postscript, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Postscript is after you've written the note. There's another thought that gets added in.
You know, the thing is that now it's so easy digitally writing a note to just insert your postscript into the main body of the note.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before, when you wrote a whole note and then went, oh, I forgot this, and then added at the end. So now you don't need to use PS as much as you can add the postscript back into the body.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you don't, you just kind of move around.
But I still do it from time to time.
Yeah.
You know, if it's just like an off comment that just doesn't fit into the body, I'll say P.S., you know.
P.S. I love you.
The other day. Yeah,
it's
whatever.
P.S. I love you.
Sure.
Rich, with you and me, it's
that's right.
P.S. I love you. So here we have a sort of strange but not completely ununderstandable problem. Is that a good word, ladies? You like the word?
Yes.
Ununderstandable.
All right. P.S.,
If you are the owner of a dog or a cat.
Yeah, which we all are.
There are people who have suggested that it is no longer appropriate to refer to your dog, your cat, as a pet.
Really?
And in fact, you now should consider yourself a, quote, human caregiver.
Oh, good Lord.
According
Oh, wait, good Lord, wait till you hear the whole thing.
Oh,
it gets
good Lord.
The Center for Animal Ethics.
Right.
At the University of Oxford, where my daughter went to school, I'm going to have this conversation with her.
Mm.
The journal suggests that we come up with new words, and the whole business about animal ethics is a problem. If you are drunk as a skunk or you eat like a pig, these are problems for these folks as well.
So, there are political correctness for animals.
Right. I'm just a multi-level offender then.
You are, Rich. Because you are often, not anymore, but you were a skunk.
Well,
have eaten like a pig.
Sure. In New Orleans, I covered all those bases almost.
Aw, good boy.
All right,
I actually have a different issue because we have two dogs in our office, so we bring our dogs to the office.
Mm-hmm.
But Janet, not having had children, tends to call our dogs her babies.
Yeah.
Emily, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, Emily is a paw.
Why?
What did I say?
Anne Marie, what's your problem with that?
It's weird. Babies are babies. These are dogs. They're dogs.
Yeah, but there are baby dogs, and they are.
Yeah.
In many instances, I don't use the term. The term is not a generic term for me, but Charlotte gets plenty of other accolades that have human attached to them.
And that's another phenomenon that goes on. We've had our dog for 11 years, and we got him before we had kids. And he was our child,
right?
Before kids. And then when you get kids, just the reality is they take so much more time, so much more attention, and it's just a whole different relationship. And we still love our dog, but we don't treat him or don't have the time for him nearly that we had before the kids came along.
Right. Yeah. Well, maybe
and
that's the difference for
we
me.
Do I have friends kids. Who don't have kids who treat their dogs like their kids. And Doug does it too.
Absolutely.
And Doug is.
I'm not saying I'm well, but I'm just saying
it's quite normal. People who have pets, usually dogs, but sometimes cats, who do not have kids, will treat those animals as their children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I have children, Charlotte is everything as my
grown.
The main difference. The children are part of Charlotte's life. As are the dogs that the children have.
But
so if
the kids
Brendan
still live
and
with
Megan
you.
Brendan and Megan and Charlotte were all drowning, would you say first?
Oh, boy.
This is a scary question.
A stupid question.
You go after Charlotte because you'd be like, the other ones can swim.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen said it best. He said, once you have children, a dog is just a dog.
That's where I'm coming from. I wouldn't go so far as to start calling them, whatever they're saying that we should call them in this ridiculous study. But what they're saying is that dogs and cats and many animals are sentient, meaning they're conscious animals, not like a fish, which is, you couldn't really get sentimental about, or maybe some people do. But they're basically saying we tend to treat animals like property, and they're trying to dispel that attitude.
Well, they're full of it, because we don't treat animals like property.
Well, some people do.
But animals are
sleep
property.
Some people do. I've seen people, farmers, who have used their dogs.
But in the main,
your
in this country.
Your cows are your property, right, Doug?
The cows are, I don't refer to, they are my property.
They
I
are
own
your
them.
Property.
But
you
I don't
them.
Make a, I don't go around lauding the fact. Here I am lauding it over
if somebody steals
300
your dog,
some odd cows.
That's stolen property.
But the real issue in this study, which I think is actually trying to make a more serious point, is that people who have negative attitudes towards their animals tend to be abusive in general, tend to be mean.
I think that's very true.
I do too. Yeah.
Well, they say people like Jeffrey Dahmer, they start with animal.
Yeah, they abuse animals.
Abuse.
Right.
Well,
yeah,
who was it that was, there was some child that was in the news in the last year or so who killed cats. Some 8 or 9 year old.
Yeah, that's okay.
Excuse me, I gotta throw my cat out. She's like, you're going crazy here.
Some pest or vermin. Animals are. How do you view this? 800-510-8255. What about pets and whether or not they are part of the family? If you consider them part of the family, how do you equate that with ownership? How can it be that they are one in the same? If you have a family, you
because
don't own your
they
family.
Are not able to fend for themselves Well, I take that back. I mean, my dog was a runaway and apparently did okay, but then was happy to have somebody take him in. And he needs me to be able to say, no, you can't go off of this leash or else you will get lost or killed.
The Humane Society in California backing legislation to update the language in animal control laws. The bill would replace pound with shelter and the word destroy with euthanize. I suppose that's okay.
They're basically just trying to change our other thing. Instead of calling them pets, like objects, we should be calling them companion animals.
Why don't you call a fish?
Yeah, they say... You know,
call Bob Barker.
I think you call a fish a fish, actually.
Call fish dinner.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right.
Fish are really smart for 3 seconds at a time.
You're right, yeah.
What's a,
sushi, right. Sushi,
how about
right.
if you have a small chinchilla? What do you call that?
A coat.
See, this is not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not getting
this
it, Rich.
This is not animal ethics.
Rich, you know what? Rich never gets it, though. Rich never gets it. He is. But it does bring around a focus. There people, if you didn't know about the Center for Animal Ethics, it's PETA on steroids, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other groups. But there's something to be said for this, but it does get a little...
I also think it's very interesting that everybody on the air with you right now has animals, too.
Why? Is that unusual in your circle? Most of your friends don't have dogs and cats?
No. Oh, I would say most of our staff does not have animals.
Really? I went through a great deal of my adult life without having a puppy that was my own. When Tony and I got married, she had the most wonderful little dog. And the dog wasn't used to the traveling, ran out on the road up on the first farm. And then we got another dog that was like her dog, and the dog's name was Rudy. And Rudy...
It was like her dog, except not squished.
Yeah, well, Rudy, we used to call her Double Duty Rudy. And Megan remembers Rudy as the first dog. Yeah.
I always had a boyfriend named that.
Really?
Do you name your Doug? Do you name your cows, by the way?
Yes, all the cows have names.
Really?
Every cow has a name.
And,
yep.
And there's a system.
Yeah, Edgar has a system. He connects one. We have sixth and seventh generation cows here now, and we connect them all name wise. He comes up with some of the strangest things. I was trying to think of one the other day, Georgia, and then there's a cow named Alabama, and then there's a cow daughter of her named Birmingham. You know, that kind of
stuff. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very
cool. All right, so things to think about. Ladies, thank you. You always cause us to think a little bit.
Thanks.
The Boomer Broads, Janet and Anne Marie. I was thinking about, well, never mind. Never mind what I was thinking, because it's 19 past the hour. I'm not allowed to have thoughts now.
Yeah. Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Who says you can't wear pinks, violets, blues, or greens? No one. At Clinique. See for yourself at Clinique's Color Open House Workshop at Macy's. Just imagine a color you've never pulled off, suddenly looking fabulous. Let the experts show you flattering shades for your skin tone. There are goodies, too. A skin polishing scrub and illuminating face color in your choice of shade are free with your consultation. Visit Clinique's Color Open House Workshop only at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
Thank you. GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is groovy too, man.
Very groovy, Richie. This is the Laugh-In theme.
Cool.
And we celebrate the birthday of Gary Owens, who's 75.
Oh, I like
Gary. Today, Radio Hall of Famer, well-known television announcer from Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. From, I'm trying to get, let's see if I got my, maybe I can put, Richie, if you look on the television screen. From beautiful downtown Burbank.
Yep, got to cover your ear.
Up over his ear. I had to take my headset off.
Well, I think I have some Gary Owens here somewhere. I'll try and find him.
He was also the host of the Gong Show for a while. So happy birthday. Yeah, the Gong Show. You look it up in its history. He was involved. Gary Owens, born this date, 1936. Pat Summerall, birthday today. Well-known Giants player, TV sportscaster.
Drinker,
right, exactly. He's 81, I believe, today. Happy birthday to him.
Great guy.
Up next is Henry Fambro from the Spinners. I'll be around. Could it be I'm falling in love? Rubber band man, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Happy birthday to him. Why not, right? Everybody
love
deserves
it.
A good word on his or her birthday. David Clennon is the next person about whom we speak. I do not know about David Clennon. He was Miles and 30-something, if that rings a bell. 68 today.
I remember the show. I'm not sure I remember him specifically.
Timothy, what's his face?
Yes. Right.
Busfield, is that his name?
Timothy Busfield, yes. Right.
All right. Donovan Leach.
That's right.
Drop the Leach. Born in the state, 1946. Mellow Yellow, Sunshine Superman. Composer of another of a number of film themes. Been in a few films himself. Weird looking dude.
Yeah.
Weird dude.
Kind of a crazy cat.
Period. Yeah, right. 65 today. Happy birthday to him. All right, let's see you. Graham Gouman
with 10cc.
65 today, musician, guitarist, singer, songwriter, wrote this song, in fact, with the group 10cc. Happy birthday to him. Dave Mason's birthday is today. Same age as Graham Gouman and Donovan Leach. Only you and me. Yeah. sound of that 12-string. Yep. Actress Meg Foster's birthday is today. Happy birthday to her. To Catch a Killer. You know her if you saw her. She's one of those people. Sid Vicious, whose real name is John Simon Ritchie, or was, because he's dead.
Yeah, he's done.
He's done. But let's see here. Jay Ferguson is not done. Victoria Rao, Dr. Amanda Bentley, on Diagnosis Murder, 52 today. Same age as Bono. No, Bono is a year younger.
51, yeah.
All right, so here's the real, this would be a great trivia question.
Okay.
Should we decide to ask it, what's Bono's real name?
Ah.
Anybody have a guess on that?
I do.
I have no idea, actually.
All right, 800-510-8255. Let's see if we can give a swell prize to the person who tells us correctly what Bono's real name is.
Jennifer, can you bust a move?
Idea. In what?
Bust a move.
Bust a move.
Marvin Young. Young MC.
Young MC, that's right.
Young MC.
Bust a move. 44 today. And Eric Palladino is Dr. Dave Malucci. Is that it on ER? I don't know him.
Malucci? I don't know
me.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Jason Brooks from Days of Our Lives is having a birthday today as well. It's your birthday. Happy birthday from all of us here on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Cartilage tears and arthritis, common knee issues as you age. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Today we begin a series on the knee.
Within the knee, there's really two types of cartilage.
Dr. Jeffrey Geller, Associate Chief of Hip and Knee Replacement at New York Presbyterian Columbia University.
There's a thin protective layer of cartilage which lines the bones that when that cartilage layer wears out, pure and simply, that's what arthritis is. There's a second type of cartilage, and that's called the meniscus. And you have one on the inner half of the knee and one on the outer half of the knee. They're like little cartilage shock-absorbing discs. So sometimes those cartilage discs can tear. So there's plenty of people who have just a problem with their meniscus, have knee pain and swelling, but don't actually have arthritis.
Wear shoes with more cushioning, put ice on swelling, lose weight, and exercise. More on that tomorrow. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
TSA is now under attack in Texas, where the legislature says it is going to pass a bill to outlaw pat-downs in its state. And they want to eliminate pat-downs
really?
In the state of Texas. Yeah, because of all of the controversy, it's pretty obvious what's going on. It sounds to me like it would be a pretty good idea, frankly. When you get down to the bottom line, you got all these victims of the TSA, they're legions of them, and it's time that people and their comments are taken seriously, frankly.
Anything ever take hold with airports deciding to oust the TSA and hire
several.
Their own security companies?
Yep.
I mean, is that really gone anywhere?
Providence, Rhode Island, I believe, is one.
Can they do that?
Yes, absolutely you can.
Yeah, you just have to prove that...
You just have to follow the rules that they put in place, but
right.
you don't need them
don't
to
need
actually
them to do
the
it.
Security for you.
Right.
Do the airports pay the TSA?
Yeah, it's a $5.40 charge that's on every ticket. You pay $5.40 for the privilege of being molested by
patted
these
down.
People. Yeah.
Mm.
I just know They're I was about ready to use the
radiation.
You know, if I were going to pay to be molested, I'd probably pick a lot nicer people than them.
I'd do it.
I'd pay you a lot more.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I think when it comes to the business of Bin Laden, and I said earlier this morning I thought we were done with it, the only question that really came up that I thought was valuable as we got to the end of this discussion is whether or not Bin Laden restored the whole episode has restored your idea of patriotism or your feelings, more importantly, of patriotism. You feel like you're more patriotic. And if you do, why? I guess.
Why would you feel more patriotic?
Yeah. What is there about...
I mean, it was a bit of a come-together moment
right.
for the country. You
well,
know,
we celebrated. Yeah, we celebrated.
It's a victory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the country, and I think pretty
10
much
years coming.
Yeah, but I think pretty much everyone. I mean, you're going to have some naysayers, but I think pretty much everyone in the country feels that it's a victory and feels good about it.
Yeah, Most people do.
And usually when a whole country is united in a decision or, you know, an act, that it feels patriotic.
All right, so let's divide the nation then. Let's get, I want more divisiveness. I want more people to be upset.
You want debate.
For those of you who like Keith Olbermann, and there aren't many of you, he seems to be having a new problem with his current television show, which is started over on, I don't even remember the name of the network. I don't think anybody, well, I don't know anybody who watches
it. Al Gore's network.
Al Gore's network. Yeah, that's what
it's
called.
Why in the world he signed with them? I mean,
because they felt he was a name, he could give them credibility.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he can't get a staff because he's so difficult to work with. He's crawled back to his contacts at MSNBC, and he offended so many of them there. As he's begging for a staff, they all tell him to go pound sand. They were quite happy when he decided to leave. Apparently, he is so aggressive, and Bill Maher apparently is the same way. And you can kind of tell. I mean, it's hard to mask who you really are when you do, I think, radio or television programs for the most part. You know, it's just really you
are. Everyone is laughing at him, said a source. They would never leave the network to work for him, talking about his MSNBC staff.
Right. Yeah. Hey, he's a Jerkleburger. So you make your bed and you lie in it. I guess that's it, one way or the other. But ranting and raving and his difficulties, there was very little. When you look at some of these people and they take themselves so seriously, it kind of reminds Scott Pelley. You know, has had now some work done on his face because he got an eyelid lift. And some cheek work done before gets on to be
before he goes prime time.
Come on, what is the point of that? Who does anybody? Well,
does anybody care?
I guess that I don't. I can't even begin to imagine anybody is going to. Well, at least Katie Couric was somebody that we knew and we liked and were associated with. Whether the network backed her up or whether the local stations did what they were supposed to do, which is her claim. As Richie says, it doesn't make any difference because they only have to pay him $4 or $5 million a year.
$6 million a year. They're saving $10 million.
As opposed to what?
Paying her 16.
She was getting 16.
Yeah.
So they're saving $10 million bucks.
Yeah.
And their ratings cannot really suffer. They're in third place. I mean, what are they going to do?
You can stay in third place.
Yeah.
Which is what they're acknowledging by putting him on there. Because he doesn't have the stature of either.
If we can keep decent numbers and stay in third place for this amount of money, we're okay with it.
Right. Yeah,
that's what they're saying.
Yeah, it's Walter Cronkite rolling around in his grave is really what it amounts to. Remember, his voice was used as the intro to Katie Couric. His voice was the intro, and then Morgan Freeman was the voice. I guess he still is, isn't he? To the intro to the CBS Evening News.
Yeah.
So who's going to introduce Mel Blanc? Who's going to introduce Scott Pelley? It's a joke.
That's all.
It's a joke. It's foolishness. People pay too much attention to this stuff anyway. Who gets their news by watching the CBS Evening News? Give me a break, unless you're 78 years old. In the meantime...
Do you still watch television news? When do you watch television news?
Oh, I absolutely.
Never.
Oh, I do. I do.
I watch the local news.
I watch Brian Williams almost every night.
No, don't watch any of it.
I used to watch Brokaw a bit.
I look at my Reuters. I go to the AP.
I have
CNN... Online, MSNBC, Fox News. I'm just going down the list of all the stations, all the stuff that I watch. CBS News, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, ABC.
It's quick. I can go through all the news and catch the big stories in 10, 15 minutes.
It's foolishness. It's all this tripe, and it's backed up by sensationalism and fear-mongering. I can read the stories and make up my own mind what I think. I don't need those idiots to tell me what to think, how to think.
About it is, and this is what I like, is, okay, I can go to MSNBC and then Fox and read the two opposing versions of it, and then go, okay, what seems realistic here?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Okay, so that's
Feel better now?
Well, I actually was trying to figure out how to celebrate Hemp History Week, which is this week.
What?
Dude.
This is Hemp History
Hemp
Week.
Hemp,
H-E-M-P.
I look at Roberta like she's never heard the word before.
What is this hemp you speak of?
Hemp.
I do not know this hemp.
Hemp.
I do not know.
How is it used?
Hemp.
I do not know.
Hemp? Well, hemp is used for lots of different things. This shows you the idiocy of what goes on in our country because people are. I was actually thinking of planting some hemp myself in a field. Hemp seeds can be purchased. They can be eaten raw. You shell them and eat them raw. Mm-hmm. They're quite good for you. They're good on salads and cereal. Hemp milk.
Hey, man.
Oh, yeah, they do sell hemp milk, yes.
Right?
Best salad I've ever had, dude.
Have they grind up the hemp plant? See, that's it. That stupid sort of attitude.
This salad rocks.
Hey, you could sell it, you know, in Boston, in your neck of the woods.
Hemp seed oil. I could sell it in the farm store. It's a natural product that I grow on the farm.
Yes, you are, Jenny. Yes, I do hear you.
The Hempist is a store in Boston you could sell your stuff to, Deb.
The Hempist?
It's called The Hempist. It's on Newberry Street.
The Hempist.
The Hempist.
How do you know this?
Because I love Boston. Boston's like my soulmate town. And
yeah, but how do you know the hemp stores? It's one thing to love a town, but to know where every hemp store is?
Well, no, it's just you pass it and you can see the name and it says The Hempist.
Oh, okay. I'll give you a pass on this.
I probably passed it 100 times. I never paid any attention to it.
Maybe you should start.
I just like to grow the stuff. I would like to grow the stuff for a couple of reasons. Because it would, you know, I want to stick it to the man.
That would be the attention.
Yeah. And secondly, the cows would love it. It's a great. It's like buckwheat.
But you know what?
They're real happy when they're getting milk.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, California thinks they got happy cows.
Yeah, right.
I got really happy cows.
Yeah, but it is. You can get. There are frozen desserts that are made.
Do you realize
hemp ice cream?
Do you realize what kind of negative press you would get? You know you're on the other side from the press and the government there anyway. They would use this to just jump all over you. Why make things more difficult?
Well, because it shows
it's fun. Yeah, you enjoy that.
Shallow people
fighting the man.
Yeah. All right. Did we get an answer yet to the to Bono's real name? That question about who he is. I'll give you the answer to that. What his real name is. In a moment. Let's talk about your face. And if you can't get hemp cream to put on your face, next best thing is Lumitone.
Mm.
Lumitone is...
But your face is nowhere near as happy.
No, maybe not. Lumitone addresses the problem of dark circles, bags, redness under your eyes. Instantly, dark circles will fade from view. It's immediate. It's cool. It's special, and it's free at 800-894-3302. That's 800-894-3302. If you're looking at yourself and seeing these circles and not liking it, you have found the way. This anti-aging eye cream called Lumitone is free for the call to 800-894-3302. Free, free, free. In just a few weeks, you'll see the permanent disappearance of puffiness, all kinds of other things. Especially with those heavy bags under your eyes, you always want to look your best, and you don't want to be like Scott Pelley and go get the nip-tuck routine. If Scott had any brains, he'd be calling 800-894-3302 and put Lumitone around his eyes, and he'd be A-OK. Don't make an appointment. Make a phone call. 800-894-3302. Get Lumitone free. Pay small shipping and handling charge. That's it. The direct line is 800-894-3302. The name is Lumitone, you want to remember.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet coming through.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 counts for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Every one of us has felt a nurse's caring and healing touch, but few of us take the time to honor them. May 6th through 12th is National Nurses Week, the perfect time to show a nurse your appreciation. The Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future recently partnered with the Urban Zen Integrative Therapy Program, founded by fashion designer and philanthropist Donna Karen, to help nurses focus on their own well-being and personal health, reduce stress, and prolong their careers. Here is Donna Karen.
During his hospital stay, my late husband told me, always take care of the nurses. Today, the Campaign for Nursing Future is helping me fulfill his wish. I am so grateful for the scholarship fund that is allowing exceptional nurses to take part in the Urban Zen Integrative Therapy Program. I hope everyone will thank a nurse, not only during this week, but always.
Thank a nurse during National Nurses Week in person and on Facebook at Nursing Notes by J&J.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet coming through.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 Count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Gas prices. Can't explain them. Can't predict them. But you can beat them. Just head to the Count on Chevy event for one of nine models over an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway. See? Saving on gas is that simple. Just takes a trip to your Chevy dealer. And you can count on that.
Did we get this figured out yet? What Bono's real name is? I like that.
I don't see any correct answers.
I like that. I think that's their best song, frankly.
His real name is Paul Hewson, H-E-W-S-O-N, FYI. Paul.
Bono's so much cooler.
Yeah, it is. Yep. All right, at DougStephan.com today, we have the focus on this track coach, high school track coach who lost his job. Hey, I'm trying to figure this out.
What did he do?
This is a suburban Boston high school, Westwood High School, as a matter of fact. Track coach Tom Davis fired because one of the runners decided to take his shirt off during training on a hot day. Hmm. It's not a girl. It's a boy. Hmm. And the athletic director was so irate about it, Davis thought he was going to punch him. He said, he told the local television news team that I was fully 100% expecting to be swung at. He was let go on the spot in front of the team, escorted off school property. The children were traumatized by it. Their faces were full of disgust and fear. Team was doing well. So what is there about this that makes any sense? He warned his team about punishment for not wearing a shirt. The coach did. Situation boiled over. The athletic director went up to him and put his finger on his chest. It was a story. It was a big deal here. And Boston Globe and the Herald are running stories about it. Apparently, the school superintendent said, this is a regrettable outcome of an ongoing discussion. Apparently, this guy, they thought, was somebody who didn't listen to the direction. What I'm getting out of this here is that this was a way of getting rid of him. They wanted to get rid of him, and that's the way to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
It was a premise.
They were looking for something.
Right, exactly. All right, so we have at the Facebook page for Doug Stephan Good Day Show the question about the animal rights group. The term pets is unethical. What do you think? What are we sort of getting out of people from that perspective, Jen?
Let me run over and see. Let me tell
Good idea, Jennifer.
Let me tell you. Hold on.
It's hard to follow all of it. It really is hard to follow all of these things.
Honestly, tweeting for us.
Say that again?
I said I was tweeting for us.
But it is.
Bottom line, everybody.
So much stuff to follow here.
You have to own your pet. Difficult. You have to be an owner.
of
your pets.
What's that got to do with what we're, the high school?
Well, that was the question. All right, so here's
the... Oh, that was the other question.
That was the Facebook question.
Actually, Rich's wife wants to know what's wrong with the word pet. I think the animal rights group can make better use of its time and money than trying to change how we can call our best friends.
Right.
Chad says, waste of time, animal rights crowd.
Patch for president.
Exactly.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Thank
the mighty Mississippi, right now too mighty for its own good and for the good of others who live along the river. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. An understatement to say there is anxiety for people who live along part of the swollen Mississippi River. The National Weather Service predicting a crest of 48 feet today in the Memphis area. The mayor of Memphis, A.C. Wharton Jr., says evacuation started a few days ago.
There are some who felt prayer will take them through this, and of course we'll never disparage that, but we're working with the faith-based community. We'll get them out. Some are holding out to the last minute, but we think in the end they're going to come on out.
This resident of Memphis says she's reluctantly accepting the reality of leaving her home.
What will be, and ain't nothing we can do about it. I hate to leave. I really do, because it's home.
Former Army Corps of Engineers Major General Thomas Sand says it has been a while since the waters have been this high in that area.
We've had high water in the Mississippi before. Certainly not at this level. These are record flows.
And the Major General adds that officials are looking at the levees very closely.
Every time you have a high water, you certainly have to go through a process of monitoring the levee systems.
Millions of acres of land in eight states are already underwater as the Mississippi and its tributaries overflow their banks. The Army Corps of Engineers did open a spillway north of New Orleans aimed at slowing the river to protect low-lying cities. The Mississippi is expected to climb to a record crest this Sunday of 64 feet. That would be 6 feet above the 1937 crest. Efforts continue at a furious pace to sandbag vulnerable areas and to strengthen levees. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them.
They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
Through May 14th, save $60 on BF Goodrich tires with the purchase of four. Special financing available. Plus, go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The week starting on a positive note on Wall Street. The Dow up 46 points yesterday, closing at 12,685. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. And oil prices way up, rebounding, an increase of $5.37 a barrel to over $100 again, $102.55, due in part to bargain hunters entering the market. So again, it has nothing to do with supply and demand or even unrest in the Middle East or Libya. The final flight of the space shuttle Endeavour. What's the latest?
We have extremely high confidence, so we got nothing in front of us to prevent us from launching on the 16th.
That's NASA's Mike Moses, and the 16th is next Monday. He says engineers at the launch pad have spent more than a week trying to trace the glitch that caused heaters on a power unit to fail, forcing a scrub of last month's launch attempt. Moses says parts have been swapped out, and testing now shows everything is functioning normally. Federal lawmakers may toss some tough questions to Apple and Google execs today over their mobile devices secretly tracking the movers of users. A Senate panel hearing will look into whether gathering that info without the customer's knowledge is a violation of their privacy rights. Federal Trade Commission and Justice Department officials will also be testifying. And finally, another one of those why couldn't this have been me stories. It's the story of a lottery winner. His name is Larry Dawson of Webster City, Iowa, a recent winner of the Hot Lotto jackpot worth a cool $9 million before taxes. Larry said he and his wife have been playing the lottery for quite a while, but were about to stop.
We were just getting to the point where he says, you know, this just isn't worth it. I don't think I'm going to do this anymore. And we played one more time, and it's kind of nice.
Kind of nice, yeah.
It's kind of exciting because we can kind of expand our business, and yeah, I'm pretty pumped about it.
Well, you sound pumped, Larry. By the way, Larry's business that he mentioned, which three of his adult children are involved with as well, is the financial advisor business. So this works out very well, doesn't it? Oh, and one more interesting tidbit about how Larry managed to win this lottery jackpot. He actually says he went out and got a book on how to win the lottery.
We bought a book about 3 months ago and just decided, well, what the heck, let's try this. And 3 months later, we won the lottery. I don't know.
A financial advisor buying a book on how to win the lottery. I used to think only the author of those books turned out to be winners because of the suckers who buy them. But it worked for Larry. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Are you suffering from arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salon Paz Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salon Paz has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the side of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salon Paz by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salon Paz button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salon Paz. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salon Paz. Please use as directed.